straight. Of course, it's supposed to be there.
I didn't know we were hanging out with Taylor Swift today. T Swift would absolutely murder this beat.
And with that, welcome back to another episode of Well Rounded Joe's. We are.
Oh, there's your news. You can talk about that.
Oh, okay.
You can talk about that, whatever that is.
Yeah.
We are. Again, welcome back to Well Rounded Joe's. I'm your host, Kevin, and we are back at the home studio today.
Not like anybody knows, but
not like anybody knows, but for us, it's a change. We've been chilling in my mom's basement like a true millennial for the last 6 months or so. So,
Ma, where's the meatloaf?
Made it off.
We want it now.
The thing you have to deal with now is you don't have my mother to load snacks, so you have to go back to our original stuff. And the best part is, I haven't restocked the candy shelf since we stopped recording here 6 months ago. So everything's pretty old. So that's why I was telling you when you showed up, you got to eat more of the stuff.
If the world ever does come to an end, I'm heading straight to Nanlin's house.
That's a good call.
Oh, yeah.
I already said I'm your host, Kevin. Over to the left is Devin.
To the left.
The coach.
Yeah. This whatchamacallit expires this month, so
yeah,
good thing we're back.
You're going to have to eat a couple of them because there's still a few in that box.
Yeah.
And with us also is the Weezard.
Expired things are a suggestion to my mind. Like, when hot sauces are expired, I'm like, hot sauce, what can go bad? That bad.
I saw a meme once. It's like, oh, this 2,000-year-old salt expired 2 months ago. Just my luck.
Oh, no. This mineral.
Dang.
What am I supposed to do with this? I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
Also to our listeners, Ozzy is eating some mini M&Ms in a tube that are no longer in circulation.
They don't exist, people.
And yet they were in the candy shelf. He wouldn't have known because we hadn't recorded there in a while.
And just
the best part is there's also the giant container of mini M&Ms in there as well. So if you need to refill that, you could also do that. So you could have double the flavor, double the fun.
And just to drive you guys crazy, my typical self, I do eat mini M&Ms one by one, like everything else.
So I do that only to slow down the consumption of M&Ms, which is what I do with crispy M&Ms. I do the same thing with mini M&Ms. If you go look in that mini M&M bin that's in there, I think there's a couple colors already gone.
Oh, yeah, because you separate by colors.
I eat one by color. So it slows down. So my hands have been all over those.
How come we've never taken a Vegas trip and go to the M&M store? I enjoy the M&M store. A lot of people don't. I enjoy it.
I like the Coke store more because I like to go sample all the terrible drinks.
Coke around the world.
Maybe that's why they're awful.
Yeah, so maybe that's why I don't like it because all the M&Ms, like, they all taste the same. They're just different colors.
Yeah, but you got to buy M&Ms. It's not like they're giving out free samples at the M&M store.
If you sneak them, they don't know.
If you're like, I want this color, but just one.
Exactly. Winner.
Over to news, and I've been really bad at checking our social media, that's for sure. But just wanted to give a funny shout out to Shimmy. What a response. I don't know if you've seen it on Twitter.
I have not, no.
Hilarious. It was very well done by him.
Oh, yeah.
So little fact about Shimmy is he is in the process of writing a book.
Yeah.
How to not do a podcast. He's getting lots of reference
That's the only reason why he's listening. He's like, all right, like, this is great.
Well, this tells me exactly what
I'm going to befriend these fools.
Be like, yeah.
And it's going to be on the dummy series, like, you know, like how to create a podcast for dummies.
It's going to be how not to do a podcast for dummies. Exactly. If you do anything else, just don't do that. Are you looking it up, Devin, so you can see Shimmy's response
to us
on Twitter? It was great. So
on the Twitter.
I guess I just wanted to give a shout out.
Did he DM us or?
No.
No, it's just he.
Oh, okay.
He only,
I see it now.
He tagged Ozzy and myself in it since.
Awesome.
Since I've decided my Twitter account is just Well Rounded Joe's.
Yeah, I said I would take that over, but I don't get on there very much.
Yeah, you just keep doing your job.
Yeah.
Just check it every once in a while for me.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'll hop over to that page and like, I'm not honestly running it, but I'll post on that page on behalf of that page from my account.
Yeah, that's the better way to do it. So essentially, if I say you can reach me at Twitter at Well Rounded Joe's, and that's just how it goes. Because I don't think there's anything else. I think it's just Well Rounded Joe's.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys skimped on the fireproof envelope. So
yeah.
That's only for those who go look at our Twitter and see what we're talking about. Yeah. So,
Shimmy, good job blocking out your address.
Yeah. Way to be smart and not share that. There's lots of privacy issues going on. If your stuff's been leaked, it wasn't us.
Or was it?
Yeah, it depends. If he goes to MGM or any of those other places that have been hacked recently, you know, you're just.
Did you see the meme about that? Danny Ocean back at it again.
Nice. That's actually great. So I just wanted to do that shout out. Devin, over to you. What news do you got for us?
Taylor Swift went to the Jets Chiefs game. And the viewership was down 4 million.
You got to back it up. You got to go
back. Well, back it up. Let's see if we got a sound for that.
We didn't talk about the last Sunday.
Oh, did we not?
I don't think we did.
Oh, so anyway, Taylor Swift showed up to the Chiefs-Bears game. And
why?
Essentially overnight. So Travis Kelce invited her. She showed up in his suite sitting next to mom, you know, all that fun stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Day after the game, his jersey sales went up 400%. He gained over 400 followers on social media, all that fun stuff.
I think you meant 400,000 because I can get 400 followers real
quick. Yeah, shut up. 400,000 followers.
I don't think we could. Without you sending them those feet pics.
You go to every strip club Twitter and you just add that and all their followers, they'll follow you right back.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, we've been doing the wrong thing to get followers on this.
Yeah.
Strip clubs.
Oh, I thought we were saying Taylor Swift. get Taylor Swift to show up in the booth of our podcast.
Yes.
Hey, phones are listening. Just say her name enough and it'll happen.
No, all that's going to do is make it my TikTok algorithm just keep showing me Taylor Swift stuff. I don't need that in my life, Oz.
You can't be mad at that.
I can.
She's not bad looking.
It's bad enough if you just say frisbee golf over and over again.
Oh, that, God, no.
That was so interesting at Donkey Tales.
Oh yeah, hilarious. Especially when like the
what was it like a week before that I complained to you guys about how often I was getting frisbee golf on TikTok, and then we go show up to a bar and they're playing competition frisbee golf.
And these people are professionals and they play in the woods and they nail a tree like 10 feet in front of them. Like I don't know if that's hard or like.
Well, that was the women's one, because the men one, it was just big open fields.
I feel like the men's was like speed one.
I don't know what they were playing.
I didn't get that.
It's sad when you watch a sport for an hour and you still don't know how people are, because we're like, I think he's on his third stroke.
Dude, that's me.
He lost.
That's me in rugby. I can watch rugby for an hour, but like, I get the gist of it. I don't know what that rule is.
Touch the ball to the ground.
Touchdown. Why did he drop kick it?
to advance the ball.
Apparently in the CFL, you can onside punt.
What?
Yeah. I don't
know
how.
Kick it backwards?
No, it means you catch the ball, and then if you punt it forward and it barely crosses the line of scrimmage and you get it, then it's a fresh set of downs.
Goddamn Canadians, get your shit together. That's not how you play the sport.
Yeah. So, anyway, last night the Chiefs and...
I'm going to need you to go ahead and...
Although...
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
I will have to say the CFL did get my team their first Super Bowl. Kurt Warner.
Oh yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
Greatest show on turf.
Ayo.
Too bad everyone hates turf now and wants natural grass.
Yeah, I think that's funny. It's like, and then you go back to grass and you're like, this is muddy.
Yeah.
Well then who got hurt on grass? That was just like, is it really the turf? It was like right after Aaron Rodgers. It was like the next week somebody got messed up on grass.
Yeah.
You just need to wear better shoes. Stilts.
Yes.
Yeah, no one can get hurt if you're on stilts. I've never seen a clown fall and get hurt except for Billy Madison.
I was about to say Billy Madison.
Even then, he's
but
fine.
He's fine. Yeah, he tells us he's okay.
Yeah. He said he just had a hemorrhage in his head or whatever. they're all laughing their head off and he spits the blood out of the concrete.
So, yeah, Taylor Swift last night at the game dropped 4 million viewers from the
So even though
Chiefs,
she showed up, yeah. They still didn't care, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they should have realized it's football.
Yeah, the Swifties had no idea what was going on.
Also they should have mentioned that she showed up with Blake Lively. That would have gone.
Yeah, she showed up with Blake Lively.
I did see the picture of
him. Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds. And it's like, why is no one talking that Deadpool and Wolverine are at the game? It's all about Taylor Swift.
Also, Blake was looking busty. So, you tell Blake Lively showed up, guys are like, yeah, we're watching that game.
My favorite meme I saw was definitely the... Travis Kelce finding Taylor Swift in the box,
and
Zach Wilson finding his mom. So both just staring up, and then that's what the caption was. I was like, beautiful.
I know. Well, I was going to bring that one up.
Well done. That one was pretty funny.
Solid.
All right. So, okay. The NFL, people realize that they don't actually like football.
Yeah.
That decided they wanted to like football. Ozzy, over to you. What news you got for us?
Don't really have news, but going on that, like I said, we talked about that. All the sports shows are having a field day with it, just throwing Taylor Swift lyrics and like all their like recaps.
Or the guy, the owner of the Mavericks, who's like, I got a couple guys you could come date Taylor Swift. That was also the one I did. Did you guys see that one?
Mark Cuban
essentially tweeted out to her or whatever, said, hey, I got some people you can get to know because of what happened with the NFL and the viewership. Yeah. And I'm like, no, let's just face it. The NBA is a dying sport. Just accept that fact. No one cares about your sport anymore.
Especially now they're like, we have to have an in-season tournament to make it interesting.
Yeah.
What the hell is an in-season tournament? It's like baseball saying like, before the All-Star break, we're going to have a tournament where if you win,
he didn't even swear.
You get the first round bye in the playoffs. Why are y'all even doing this?
Exactly. Might as well just end in a tie.
And then also me being a Swiftie. I don't call myself a Swiftie. I won't go that far.
He's a super Swiftie.
Anyway,
he's more like a Swiffer.
During the game last night, they cut away during a commercial, and they showed Cornelia Street But I was like, I looked at Karen and go, but wait, I thought she said she'd never walk down Cornelia Street again. And Karen's like, yeah. I was like, so why would they show that? That's just rude. And I asked Karen, I was like, maybe, why will she never walk down Cornelia Street again? I don't freaking know. Karen doesn't know either.
Again, I don't know what you're talking
about. Which album is that from?
It's got to be 1989.
Who is 1989 about?
Nothing. It's like her. There's no song in 1989 about anybody.
I did also hear the breakup song that Taylor Swift is going to write after her and Travis Kelce break up. Someone put together a compilation of it. It's like, all right.
They just used AI.
That's
the same thing that designed this Coke I'm drinking.
Oh, but yes, I have no news, unfortunately.
Yeah. If you go in the store, especially Walmart, and you see the Y3000, it's not worth it. It's not good. It does say it was created by artificial intelligence, but I don't know what AI they're using. Probably one that designs insurance policies, because terrible.
It was on Lover. So does that mean? But that's when she was still with Joe.
I don't know who's moving their microphone. It was me. I was going to bring up the other one because I've tried a few different things. You also had 2013's Mountain Dew Voodoo. Came out. Did you guys see that? You guys ever drink the Voodoos?
No.
Every year they come out with a different flavor. Yeah. And I was like, I can't put my finger on what flavor this is. I'm like, I'm sitting there trying to think. And Janessa's like, it's cherry. I'm like, why would they do cherry? They got Code Red. That's cherry. What a dumb flavor. So then I finally caved and looked around the internet. It's cherry.
How do we sell more?
It's supposed to be Airhead cherry. Oh, so it does taste. And once I read it, I was like, yeah, that's Airhead cherry.
I did see you have Baja Passion. Is that one any good?
It's all right.
You give me the...
I told you, that was right after Pog came out. I said they came out with Passion and Guava Mountain Dew.
Okay.
And then I was like, all you got to do is get Livewire, and you could have made yourself some Mountain Dew Pog.
Okay.
Which would have definitely tasted terrible.
Oh, 100%. So not related to news, but figured I'd give a little shout out here.
To me?
Coworker doesn't listen to this or anything like that.
Prove it.
But
that's what I thought.
But her husband, right up your alley. So he started.
He's Hispanic?
Yes.
Well, I'm not.
No, he is not.
I wasn't the only one.
Going why?
About the Cornelia Street.
Taylor Swift fans react to Cornelia Street sign televised during Chiefs game.
That's why they didn't watch the next game. They were boycotting the NFL for their
Cornelius Street.
For their, whatever the word, ignorance. There's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. So anyway, my coworker, her husband, he has an Instagram site called Salt Lego City or something like that. So he's a huge Lego fan. He's also a huge Star Wars fan too. So I was like, Angie, your husband and my buddy Kevin would be really good friends.
Potentially.
Because he's kind of introverted too. I was like,
then we definitely wouldn't be good friends. I was
like, you guys are, because I showed her your things and she's like, nice. Philip would love that. And then she's like, he has that one. He has this one. He has that one.
Same Angie I met?
No, different Angie.
I was going to say, she finally got married.
No, different Angie.
Congratulations.
Damn. I was going to say, her procedure really paid off. because that was her game plan. And I was like, hell yeah, it worked.
The only way this will work out.
She's a badass.
No, the worst part is I have a few sets that are still in boxes right now too. Oh, nice. But I don't know where to put them, so I'm kind of at a dilemma.
But yeah, so Salt Lake City, he's started to create Salt Lake monuments, and he does them by scratch and everything. Like the Utah Jazz reached out to him, and he made like a Delta Center. He has he created jazz figurines.
I'll clarify the big difference between him and I. He's creative.
Yeah. Kevin follows instructions.
Yeah, I follow the rules. Yeah. I get paid in my day job to follow rules and make sure other people follow rules. I'm a rule follower.
Facts.
Cold, that's a Bud Light cold hard fact is what that is. Oh, wait, can't do Bud Light because they don't do factual stuff. No, just kidding.
Real man of genius.
That's what he is, not us. What's something worse than Bud Light for a real man of genius? Ozzy?
For a what?
I mean, you know, they used to do Real Man of Genius with Bud Light or Budweiser. So what's a worse version of that?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You've never seen the Real Man of Genius commercials?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a little disappointed in you. There used to be the beer commercials where they'd be like, here's to you, Mr. And it's like says something lazy that somebody would do.
Mr. lets a fart out on the fourth floor of the elevator. And yeah.
Yeah, it's just this like people doing stupid stuff and they're like, here's to you. Yeah. And it's a beer commercial. So I was trying to think of a crappier beer that I don't know anything
Pabst.
About. Pabst, Real Men of Idiocracy. And that was more like where we'd fit in.
If we have any college kids listening, I just offended all of them. Pabst is the greatest beer of all time.
I was actually going to go with some type of just seltzer because I've heard those are terrible options. So
JD would disagree strongly, but you are not wrong. You're just awful. Just awful.
It's like, Mike's Hard Lemonade, moment of stupidity.
It's carbonated malt. It's like, why are we doing this? This is bad.
This doesn't taste good.
The bubble.
I just assume it tastes like seltzer water, and that's disgusting.
Yes. Seltzer water is better than that.
Oh, wow.
Because there's not carbonated malt in it.
All right, I'll give you that. Okay, well, we're going to move on to today's topic. That's brought them not quite a new record for just news today, but we talked for quite a while there on news.
We're great at rambling. That's what we do.
That's what we are best at.
Football and clam chowder. That's what New England does.
Wedding crashers. Oh, also, speaking of New England, yesterday Bill Belichick suffered the biggest regular season defeat of his career.
Yeah, I saw that.
He lost Cowboys. By more than four?
Yes. Lost by at least four.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, 4 times 8. He lost by at least 4 times 9.
That's at least 4.
No, not quite 4 9. Times 9. Yeah.
No, you're one off.
I am one off.
He's not good at math.
8 point something.
8. 8.75.
8 what's point
the,
at least
what's the square root of 69? It's A some, right?
I've never heard that one.
Oh, dude. Okay. Well, you made me feel smart.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys made
Coach Hawk would love that.
You know what's
there's
sad?
There's your canned joke for the... You don't have to talk about pedophilia this time. You just get to talk about...
You know what's sad? That's actually a Drake lyric.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, you know I don't listen to any rap, so...
And it took me forever to figure out what he said, because like I was listening to something, like, square root of 69 is A some, right? Because I've been trying to figure it all day. And I was just like, I was sitting there, I was like, well, A squared 64. I literally was trying to figure it out. I was like, damn, Drake's right. It is 8 something. And then like all my friends were like, 8 something. I was like,
spell it a little different, buckaroo.
Oh, that's funny. I was like, that's good wordplay. Good on him.
Well done.
You take math and sex, you mix them together. Oz is in.
2 + 2 Oz. Equals a complicated relationship.
Oz is an accountant, everyone.
Numbers are hot. Do you know why one, you know, we want to know one of the reasons why 2 is my favorite number? 2 + 2 = 4. 2² = 4.
Square root of 4 is 2?
Nah, it doesn't work that way. It's not as fun.
Oh, who cares about that? You're getting too complicated. How many remainder?
2 × 2 = 4.
That's
2 + 2, hey, 2². I guess that's the same thing.
I'll but be like, honest with you. That's the thing I miss most about math, when you used to just be like, it's 8 remainder 4. And you're like, thank freaking goodness.
No decimal points. Yeah. I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was like, why can't that be a theme? Like, do they teach that anymore? I was like, nope, you got to count the decimals. Like, why can't you just do remainder 4?
It's close enough. Get a job. Computers do this stuff for us anyways. Why are we all even talking about this?
I don't even have to type it in. I can just go into Excel and go on Cortana and be like, hey, Cortana, what's 8 divided by this? She'll plug into Excel for me.
I have not used Cortana to do any of that stuff for me.
It's not worth it, to the truth, but you can do it.
Well, on to today's topic. We're going to stick inside with spooky season. We are into October.
I feel like Devin's about to figure out what the square root of 69 is. Is it 8, son? I know it is.
Today's topic with spooky season still in a full swing, or technically just barely kicking off at this point. The random topic I had for you is I want to know
8.30662386292.
That's eight some.
That's way hotter to say it that way.
Oh yeah,
8.30662386292 8675309.
Now you just need somebody to do a
6789982122.
What the hell is that?
Soulja Boy's phone number.
Oh God. Soulja Boy, tell him you.
Tell him who?
You.
Who's that?
Soulja Boy, tell him.
Oh. Is that Mr. Worldwide?
Dolly.
All right, back to the topic. Today's topic, I want to know.
Calle Ocho. I don't know why he says that.
Calle Ocho?
Yeah, 8th Street. What was that?
Oh, Calle.
Calle Ocho.
I heard it, yeah. I heard chicken, even though he didn't say chicken. Gallo.
Oh.
I heard gallo, too.
That's what I was like. Chicken what?
No. Calle Ocho.
Chicken 8.
And also, you got to remember, I speak with an Argentine accent, so it's Calle.
Also, yeah, I was going to say, you weirdo.
Calle. Hablamos así. Todos somos chabones. What I want to know is what has been your...
Gets me going again, Halloween
time. What has been the favorite costume you've ever dressed up as? And what was that one costume that you... And Ozzy, and I see you shaking your head already. I don't care.
Doesn't exist for me because I freaking hate this holiday.
Okay. Well, you're going to hate the next topic we do on a double session tonight anyway. So just accept the fact that you're hating tonight.
Boo,
topic.
You whore. Actually, you know what? I have one.
Okay. So what was the best thing you ever dressed up as? And Ozzy, if you don't say one and sitting here saying you don't have one, I'm pissed off at you.
I have one.
Because you dedicated like 3 years to a costume. You got to tell the listeners, not me. Yeah. I know what it is.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm going to say.
So and you're going to have to give him more of a story. Now, on top of that, so it's a double topic here. The other one is if you could dress up as anything and budget was not a constraint, what would you dress up as? Hmm. So first one is your favorite one that you've dressed up in your life. What do you got for us, Devin? I also try to make our Edward questions Scissorhands. Longer.
The Edward Scissorhand was pretty cool. But if I'm going back to thinking about your parties and everything like that, I really...
I just thought it was funny. He said party. We don't know. That's a generous term for the things that I host at my house.
I call them parties.
Yeah. Social gathering.
Social gathering. Okay. If we're Austin talking about your hammer. Social.
I don't even provide alcohol.
I bring a flask.
3 of them.
I don't. So going back to your social gatherings. I think
now
my
it sounds like we're swingers.
Devin does wear a lot of upside down pineapples on purpose.
And I do enjoy pineapples.
I mean, there is that bowl that we have to put our keys in when we walk in the door. So
I didn't know there was a bowl. So
Yeah, it's because you don't walk in the door.
I don't drive there. sometimes you get surprised by things. It's just like when you're a kid and you don't understand that when you're watching How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And then you're like, is it an old drive? They're having a swinger party.
Or you don't figure out your best friend's parents grow weed and then you realize in high school that all those vases around their house were just bongs in plain sight. This makes sense.
This everything's adding up. It's starting to
shout out Jim and Denise.
Boop, boop.
Might as well.
Did you want the air horn for that one too?
Might as well raise me.
Yay! I can honestly say my best friend did not have weed vases around their house.
Oh, who's your best friend?
I don't know.
Some guy. You guys hang out with lame kids.
I'll tell you what.
We have Guitar Hero candy, so it's good.
If the world's going to end, I'm going to his mom's house. my favorite costume is when the ex-wife and I were the up characters. Not X yet, but yeah, I shut say, up. I know.
You're still married.
It's just one of those. I don't know how to refer to her. I mean, technically, yes, still the wife, but thanks. but we were up, so I was the old man, and she was the
not the only thing that was up.
I'm just trying to make his own sound effect.
No, hey.
No.
Let me see.
It's mine.
No, I got to teach you how to do it.
It's mine.
Watch.
Devin, get your hand out of Ozzy's pants.
Oh. It's about right.
So at least four.
Might be a little too girthy.
Nah, it's about right.
But yes, I was the old man from
just up. The tip. Tip's a little weird.
And she was the wilderness scout. We had balloons. It was a fun costume. I really enjoyed that one.
You enjoyed that one. Did you have a walker?
No, I had a cane.
Okay. I do remember that. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's a picture of it somewhere.
Probably.
You remember when we compared how many pictures of our friends are in our phones?
And you by far had the absolute most. And then I took like 6 pictures and over the next like 3 days.
Hey, that's when we were at Olive Garden.
We'll send this to challenge to our
2 years ago.
We'll send this as a challenge to all of our listeners. Go through your friends' photos and see if you're actually in their pictures. Because what we learned is Ozzy doesn't take pictures, so we didn't expect to be in any pictures for him. But
Devin, I have like one softball photo.
Devin, one. Not in a single picture in Devin's anywhere in Devin's stuff.
So basically, you're not really best friends if you're in a lot of pictures. If you look through your best friend's phone and there's a lot of pictures of you, you guys aren't best friends.
You're fake friends.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the relationships. If you post a lot with your wife, you're probably not happy.
Is
that what it was?
That's why,
Devin,
I have,
just so you know, out of all of us, you post way more with your wife than
not even just post.
You mean my once a year happy anniversary?
I have a picture of
that's
Karen.
More often than I post.
The only picture I have from Karen on my phone is from like 6 years ago. We've been dating for 7. And it's when we're at her friend's wedding. It's because, yeah. Anyway,
the only time I post with my wife and I is if I'm updating my profile picture. That's about it. Okay, Ozzy. So
hey,
Devin,
I have a picture
Devin,
of you
said,
Karen in my phone from when we went to the bees game.
I was gonna say is when he was spying on you from in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Devin, we can clearly see you. Just because you painted your face doesn't mean you're invisible.
Like in Zoolander.
You are very clearly standing there. Doesn't help when you move. I didn't move.
I can hear you breathing.
Can you just take your picture and leave? Ozzy, what's the best costume? So Devin is up. What's your best costume?
So as mentioned, I hate this holiday.
What?
So I just don't care. I guess hate's a strong word. I don't care for it, so I don't really like try ever.
Uh-huh.
But the backstory that Kevin wants to tell me about my best
that
costume.
That I want to tell you about or that you want to tell them about?
That you wanted me to tell them about. So right before COVID, I guess it wasn't right before COVID. It was 2018. I was closing on my townhome in April. Then I had a move in, and then I had finals, and at that point, I hadn't had a haircut in, like, 4 months, because it was, like, I was supposed to get it cut in March.
And this is coming from the guy who, like, has a standard haircutting appointment, right?
Yes. I used to get it once a month. Now I've discovered, like, once every other month is probably good.
Sufficient.
Right? Yes. So I used to get a haircut once every month. I was supposed to get one in March of 2018, but I was closing on my house at the end of the month. Then we had a move in, so that was, like, all of April. And then I had finals, which was May. And at that point, I was 4 months past. He was like, screw it. I'm just going to try growing out my hair because there's a picture of me, a little kid with a mullet. I'm like, I'm bringing back the long hair. Because when my hair gets long, it gets curly. And so I just grew out my hair. And I was going to cut it like in like a year after. So like 2019. Or no, what it was, I grew out my hair. And I was like, oh, dude. I should be the dude, the Big Lebowski next year for Halloween. So that was like, I came to that realization in November. That's why I said next year. So I had my hair that long already. I was like, well, I got to grow it out for another year. So 2019 come around and I had my hair long. I was like, all right, I already said I was going to be for Halloween this year. I'm going to be the dude from the Big Lebowski. And it was the cheapest, most easy costume in the world. Because all I do was throw on sweats, a white plain V-neck that I just like one of my hang around the house shirts, and then Karen's cardigan and my slides, and just had my hair.
The only thing he was missing was the goatee.
And then that's where I wanted to cut my hair. But then COVID hit, and I was like, well, this sucks.
And then when he finally cut it, he gave his hair as a white elephant gift.
Yeah.
Well, the grossest white elephant.
And, I got that gift, and I kept his hair for a year until I made a hat and glued his hair into the hat. And that was my white elephant gift.
Well, I guess the best part, too, is I was the dude from the Big Lebowski / Street Jesus is what I was called. Also, your sister-in-law's like, you look like Jesus.
Street Jesus.
And that is how the last dinner
began. That's how all of our inside jokes, not all, but that one has a continuum.
Who ended up with that? Is it still Jessica?
Jess,
yeah. I honestly don't know.
Because we didn't have it last year.
Haven't held a Christmas event.
I think it is because I think last time we went to go pick up Drew for something, it was
in the
garage.
Yeah.
Just people's pictures. Oh, yeah. It's glorious is what it is. I mean, if we're going over to my favorite costume, I mean, it just goes back to my Star Wars roots. I was a Jedi 1 year. I got my mom to buy me a lightsaber 1 year. That was it. Mm-hmm. All the other years, it was a no, because that's all I ever wanted to dress up as.
Did you have the Jedi braid?
No. Well, yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, yeah I did. Nice. Yeah, it just, like, clipped in.
It's called a rat tail.
It sucked. It hurt really bad. It's better than growing up in the Mormon community, where the coolest costume I thought would be really cool was it when I was younger. I was like, Men in Black came out. Well, I'm going to be a Man in Black. But then we went to some event at the church, and they're like, you can't wear sunglasses. I'm like, why? They're like, you're in a church. Oh, you're such a cute little missionary. I'm not a missionary. I shoot aliens. All right.
Also, why can't you wear glasses inside of a church?
You can. There's some stupid culture and things like that. It's kind of like you shouldn't wear a hat in a church. You're like, why?
Yeah. The hat makes more sense, but the glasses is stupid.
90s were a rough time, all right?
Okay.
Okay, Devin, if you could have no budget, any costume, what are you dressing up as?
Oh, man.
I know. So many things are going through my mind right now.
I know. It's hard to.
This is way more fun than actually picking out a costume.
Well, you know, we had to get some historical context to show that, you know, we didn't have a whole high standard.
I suck at this life. I'm not a very festive fall person. Let's go to Oktoberfest and have some beer. What is a stupid holiday?
I'm out. Actually, you didn't even have to say Oktoberfest. You already know the answer.
And
I'm out.
For that reason,
I'm out.
Oh, boy. I'm looking around Kevin's office, and all I'm seeing is Star Wars stuff.
Which Star Wars character am I going to be?
Exactly.
C-3PO, obviously. And it's literally going to be 100% gold.
100%
you said
gold.
No budget, so I'm like, well, if we have unlimited money, maybe real gold.
I want you to know, one of his legs is not gold.
Yeah, his what third one.
He doesn't have one.
He does. It's just got tucks.
Retractable.
No, he has it tucked. That 740 waistband tuck.
Got to put it somewhere.
I'm just kind of looking over things right now because honestly, I have no idea.
You wouldn't be Optimus Prime.
That'd be pretty dope.
I did think about Transformer. That's the first thing that popped in my head.
If I had no budget, I would be Optimus Prime. Then you could say, roll out.
Roll out. Everybody roll out.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Devin, like full on audio listeners, Devin's been staring at his phone for the last 3 minutes trying to pick something.
So Kevin and I entertain
ourselves. Well, you guys are also distracting.
Whoopee.
No, I showed you how to do it.
There you go.
Playing tennis.
I would have said like ping pong.
Wait.
No, the hit comes first and then the scream.
No, you release the yell because that's how you get more power into it.
Yeah, but the hit happens and then the scream.
No, you release so you get power before you hit it. You go,
Since I'm doing the pop with my mouth. It's a lot harder to make any type of stuff. Mine's more delayed. It's like,
ka-chow.
I broke my toy.
I'm going to go with a really cool Batman with the Batmobile as well.
Well, be more specific. There's lots of Batmans. We talked about this.
I know.
Hey, man. I'm Batman.
Sometimes I'm happy with it. That one?
Yeah, but who is that?
I don't know who
are you
it is,
to be another Batman with the underwear?
Yeah.
On the outside.
In the 60s?
Is that Batman?
And the 90s.
And I'll be Robin. And for some reason, you can't see their junk at all. It's like, where are you putting that stuff?
Ozzy's also going to be the Robin from the 60s where it's just that. He doesn't wear pants.
Naked.
That's the Grudge.
I know.
Not what he was doing.
Okay. You don't know.
So she's going to be a really cool Batman.
With the Batmobile.
Kind of lame. Like, that's not
with
very.
The Batmobile.
With the Batmobile, yes.
Your budget's.
There is no budget.
But that's not very adventurous. Like Batman, like everybody dresses up Batman.
But not with the Batmobile.
First thing that came to mind was a Transformer. That's the first thing that popped in my butt. I, for some reason, it's not like I need a lot of money to do this. I want to be Blade.
Wouldn't it technically it'd be Wade?
No Blade.
Because you're white Blade.
So it would be Waylad?
Waylad.
No, because I took the BL from black. Just replace it with the...
Well,
Wade! Wade!
Well, you might as well take the A from black as well. So I might... I'm just Wood.
Wouldn't it be Wide?
Wood.
Wide.
Yeah. Wide.
Wide.
I'm Wide.
I'm the vampire hunter. I'm white.
Yeah, I want to be Blade.
Wait.
Hide.
Hide. Ozzy has no idea what we're talking about either.
What?
Because he's only seen it the once.
Unless you're just doing the whiskey.
Yeah.
I hate that scene only because I heard it so many times before actually seeing it.
Where do you get off?
Exactly. Saying what way? That part did get me. Saying what way?
I will forget it.
What are you talking about? Why are you saying it like that? Saying what way?
Whiskey.
That's the only one I like. Saying what way?
The safety word didn't work.
Safety word. I've been drinking green tea all day.
You gonna bring the demons out of me?
You gonna bring the demons out of me? I go to church every Sunday. Oh, good times. This is my hat now. It's totally my hat.
Totally my hat. I did like that one. My hat now. Totally my hat.
I was going to say, those two side characters are better than the whole, if you just listen to those two the whole time, because that's where you get the one that I played here. Excuse me, shitheads, I found some fireworks. Would you like to light them off?
In the parking lot?
Let's see. If I had zero budget restrictions... I feel like I would want to go
Kim Jong-un.
Full plastic surgery, everything.
Kevin is now all of a sudden 2.5 feet shorter. What happened? They just took out some of my, you know, shin, little of the femur, all the good.
Jim's not Asian. Good on you for not noticing. I you know, obviously my first thought is Star Wars, but it's like I'm not going to dress up as a Star Wars stuff because I'd waste money on that now. I just choose not to. So me, it's more so what is a cool movie monster? And I was like, what's the creepiest? And then I was like, I don't really care for the creepiest. I just want a cool one. So I picked the Predator. I thought it'd be cool to dress up as the Predator.
That's kind of just what I was thinking. Predator sounds
like,
pretty good.
Movie monster, because let's say face it for Halloween, I want to be something spooky.
I want to be something cool.
I want to be like a
it'd be fun to be like a Frankenstein monster, but have it like
Batman.
Fully decked out.
Batman.
You what is Batman. What? Does Frankenstein's monster even have a name, or is it literally just Frankenstein's monster?
It's literally just Frankenstein's monster.
Huh? Freaking lame.
And that's why people are always like, that's hey, not
wait,
Frankenstein.
Way to watch your language in front of the ladies.
I was about to.
F and A, Cotton. F and A.
F-ing it's
yeah, A. I was going to say, I'm going to go down another route. Because we're not quite at time yet. I want to know, what's sick. And because this won't be a full topic.
A
what's
group?
The best Halloween monster? Because you just brought up good old monster of Frankenstein. So what's the best Halloween monster? And I'm going classic monsters.
Can humans be monsters?
All humans are monsters, so no.
So I was going to, I don't know if he's a monster or a human, but I'm going to go with Freddy. Freddy number Kruger. One, I love yeah. Freddy.
Okay.
I was
and
never
that wasn't even what I was thinking of classic monsters.
Five Nights at Freddy's. That's the thing you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
That is the what Willy's Wonderland is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't even scared of Freddy as a kid. That's the thing. I watched him like, this guy's freaking cool.
Yeah. He's a pretty cool child molester.
He hops into dreams and stuff. He's like the Wolverine, except badass.
And a child molester.
I'm going to take Dracula, you know, just the whole Romania aspect of things.
Not the nun.
We still need to go see that.
We're waiting on you to book that.
Trying to think. We have the comedy tomorrow, huh?
We do. I completely forgot about that, too. Yeah. I should probably remind Janessa that we're going to the comedy tomorrow.
Oh, speaking of which, Taylor Swift is the 21st.
Opens at 5?
You said 5,
I don't know. What time?
No, I think you said it opens at 6. You said you guys get there at 5.
Want to leave at 5?
Well, no, that you want to... Are you riding up with me under that
thing? I don't know. I thought we were... Probably talk about that.
No.
Did you get my Venmo?
I don't know. Did you Venmo me for something?
Yeah, Venmo do for our
transportation.
Disney transportation strippers.
Oh, nice. For the Disney strippers. For our listeners, the best way to make someone feel embarrassed about Venmo is always add the word strippers somewhere in your.
Yeah, Ozzy payment. Paid me for golfing strippers.
Golfing strippers.
No, I said golfing with my best bud strippers.
For golfing, I like to just use poles and holes.
Also, Disney strippers would be hot. Just all the Disney princesses, but stripperish.
No, what you don't know is just definitely Mickey Mouse.
like, oh, okay, no, yeah. Oh,
doors,
no.
Doors here open come, at 5:45. So
here comes
really
stripper bell. Oh, no.
It's actually the beast. Oh, no.
Sorry, what time is that one?
5:45 is when the doors open. For our listeners, Dev and I are going to go see Frank Caliendo. If you haven't heard Frank Caliendo, I highly recommend him. I also went and saw Nate Bargatze this last weekend. He's pretty funny.
Who the hell is Nate Bargatze?
We listened to him in St. George not too long ago. Like 2 trips ago or something like that, we listened to him.
The only one I know.
He's the one that talked about his dad being a clown.
I forget his name all the time, but my name is Satan.
Stephen Lynch.
Best one.
What was I? Oh, yeah. So you would say Dracula. You said Freddy Krueger. And I'm going to go with...
I am the smoke.
Honestly, I would just pick a plain old Jane old classic zombie. Just that... And you're like, why is this scary?
Yeah. I Am Legend zombies are pretty scary.
Do you want me to go on a rant about that movie? Because you just pissed me off.
Except when he walks into the one abandoned warehouse during the day and they're all standing around and circle
jerking. Yeah.
No,
circle jerking.
They're just like, this is awesome, guys. This is awesome.
Because they're all shaky.
And then all of a sudden he makes a noise and they'll turn around. Somebody found us.
Get him. Hey, don't turn that light on me. I don't want you to see what I'm doing.
I'm indecent.
I'm very curious to hear about your rant. I know we don't have time.
I enjoyed that movie, though.
I did not.
That's fair.
But, so, that movie's coming out, right? And that was in the time of high school where, you know, I went to movies by myself all the time. Yeah. Just went to movies because I had nothing better to do. Anyways, I see this, and I think I Am Legend did a phenomenal job at not giving away what was going on in the previews. Because you're like, is it zombies? Is it aliens? What's going on? Like, what is going on? Yeah.
Especially
in
comedies when the... unveil all the funny parts.
Like, yeah, so it's like, I think I Am Legend did a very good job of that. That's but funny. I'm one of those weirdos who I saw the movies like, I hate this. I was actually cheering for aliens and it was zombies. Uh-oh. And not only was it zombies, it was 100% computer animated zombies. Like, your budget is Will Smith and a dog. And a lot
that dies halfway
of money.
Through. Spoiler.
A lot of money in CGI.
Also, a dog that probably costs you nothing because German shepherds are so well trained. It's like you didn't have to train that dog. You just found a dog and said, hey.
Yeah, it might not even be the same dog through the whole show. It could be.
Does your dog listen? Yeah, sold.
But
again, we'll give you $500.
The trailers were good enough to get me in a seat only for me to go, I hate this. And I was very disappointed in the movie.
The butterfly.
Look, mommy, beefy.
I would want to slap that kid, by the way.
Mariposa. Which we could go back to The Grudge, which I was pissed off to. Just slap the kid and push him out. Be like, you're a liability. Come back in the morning. And next grudge, you can't stay with us either because we did this to you this year. You're probably going to kill us next year. So you're not welcome anymore. But no, I was very pissed off at that movie. And I didn't enjoy it because I was so mad at what took place during the movie that I was like,
not
I hate
freaking
this.
Aliens.
And then when it came out on video, I did make sure to see the
alternate ending. Which is stupid.
Oh, I know,
and
right?
And I was like, okay. But Janessa comes to me the other day and says, this is why this is fresh.
Oh, yeah.
It's because Janessa's like, hey, I saw they're doing I Am Legend 2. And I said,
are they really?
I don't know.
Oh.
She's like, I
what
saw
is it, Life in the Camp?
And all I said was, well, I was like, well, is it I Am Legend 2 off of the alternate ending or off the actual ending? Because first off, I'm pretty sure Will Smith has gone crazy. So I don't know if he's probably pretty good at being a man who's gone crazy.
And
so.
his son's trying to stick it to the man and like doesn't want to act. Like what? Okay.
Well, he doesn't want to act. He can't act. Those are two different things.
I don't know. People said he was good in The Karate Kid. I never liked the original Karate Kid, so I never saw the second one. I'm like, wow, this is stupid.
It's actually like the fourth one at that point.
It was just really funny because Jackie Chan was saying, jack it off.
Jack it off.
Jack it off.
Just like
check it on.
He's
check
also the he's. I just think it's funny because there used to be the guy who was the Karate Kid was like the stereotypical Asian man, and I think it's funny that Jackie Chan has now become that.
Yeah,
where he's just if you need an Asian guy, it's Jackie Chan. He can be the old man full of wisdom. And I say that because I bought the like Lego Ninjago movie for my kid the other day, so we're watching that, and sure enough, it's Jackie Chan is the martial arts trainer or whatever. And you know, have you guys seen that one? Mm-mm. There's one line that I just thoroughly love in that show. And they're like, you're the blue ninja because of water. You're the red ninja because of fire. And then the main Power character Rangers? Is green. And he's like, you're the green ninja. And he's like, well, what's my power? He's like, green. And he's like, can't I be the element of surprise? And then he's like, no. That's a fuchsia ninja. And then like this fuchsia ninja pops up and goes, surprise! And then disappears. I was like, I love that. No. That is the fuchsia ninja, the element of surprise. Okay, cool. Well, that's it for my spooky season topic for this for today. We are double recording, so if you're listening to this, it won't post till next week. But
this one's not posting until next week.
This one will post this week.
Oh,
this one will post tonight.
Yeah,
the one we're going to record now will be an
damn
after
it, Devin,
hour
pay
session.
Attention.
We got an after hour session coming up for next week. So
after hours.
We're going to change the intro and all that other fun stuff, which you only know this if you made it through the 40 some odd minutes that we've been talking here. So, okay. Well, any final thoughts? Final thoughts?
Spooky.
I don't have none.
It's spooky.
Oh, yeah? Well, screw you guys. I'm going home.
You're already home.